or what will walk through it? Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
You guys had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right. I'm sorry, Stephen. Your desecration of reality will not go unpunished.
We should tell him the truth.
May 6th, 2022 is going to be a great, great day because Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. You guys, I know you're probably like, who the hell is this? I haven't heard from him in 2 weeks, but you know what? I needed a 2 week break. I had a lot of stuff going on and I'm like a full-time TikToker. Wink, wink. No, in all seriousness, I needed to take some time off. Everything's been okay. I was feeling a little bit, you know, after 550 or so episodes, I needed like a reset. I needed to take some time and like just figure out how to remotivate myself because I didn't want to half-ass episodes, and I want 2022 to be a year of excellent premium content, not just half-ass stuff, which I feel like I was giving my all, but I wasn't giving my all. I was just giving my all, and I like to give two alls. I say I was giving 99.8%, but I want to give 100%, and that's what I'm here to do today. Good morning. Happy Monday, everyone. It is I, Andrew DeVitri, returning the Mistress of Pop Culture, here to just catch you up on some stuff. Obviously, we have some stories of Super Bowl and everything, but I hope you've all been well. I've been well. I was sort of taking, you know, a two-week sabbatical, although I was TikToking a lot, and there's so much content, so many TV shows I've been watching, Pam and Tommy, obviously, and Just Like That wrapped up, which was fantastic. And contrary to what a lot of people think, I actually really liked it. And I loved how they ended it beautifully. They landed the plane beautifully, and I'm hoping that there's going to be a second season. And the Samantha Jones of it all. Honey, the Samantha Jones of it all. I just started watching season 2 of Dollface, which is fantastic. Obviously, Euphoria is out of control. Episode 7 was tonight, and it episode 6. And there's 8 episodes a season, so we have 2 more, which is really sad, but shit happens. Yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on with me. I hope you all have been well, healthy, you know, getting through life day by day, growly, day by day. I'm just gonna have a quick sip of water because let me tell you something, honey. I am thirsty after watching this trailer a million times. Hold on. Fresh water. But yeah, life has been good. I can't complain. I'm you know, just doing my thing. So I started today's episode off with, obviously, the audio recording of Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness trailer, and let me just tell you something. Aside from the fact that I love Doctor Strange 1, the Benedict Cumberbatch of it all, Rachel McAdams, Wong, and the rest of the stellar cast, the most notable, not appearance in this trailer, but voice was, of course, Sir Patrick Stewart, who was Xavier in, or Professor X in the original X-Men movies. And then, of course, who played the younger version of him? James, oh my gosh, I can literally picture his face, but I don't know what his name is. Anyways, Patrick Stewart's voice is there, and you know, a lot of the theories are like he's, because it's a multiverse of madness, that he's going to be Doctor Strange, is like opening up different portals to different worlds, so the X-Men are going to come together and be the Illuminati. I mean, what I'm really hoping, and obviously Elizabeth Olsen of it all, honey, Wanda Maximoff Scarlet Witch, of course. What I'm hoping is going to happen is Sophie Turner's Jean Grey or Famke Janssen's Jean Grey is going to show up in this movie and go head-to-head with Wanda. Because let me tell you, Wanda and Jean Grey face-off would literally probably break TikTok and break the internet. And let me tell you something, honey, that is exactly what we need. But as we all know, Logan, played by the iconic Hugh Jackman, which, by the by, this is a story, but the premiere, the opening night of The Music Man on Broadway, starring Hugh Jackman and the iconic Broadway star Sutton Foster, premiered, and I've read really great things about it. I've seen a couple of, PR clips of the show, and it looks fantastic, and I'm definitely, the next time I'm in New York City, I'm going to definitely have to check out the show, and I would love to see the OBC, the original Broadway cast, i.e. with Sutton and Hugh. But anyways, as we all know, in X-Men The Last Stand, I believe Wolverine was the one who took Jean Grey out of her misery in that iconic scene. Save me. Oh, so iconic. But anyways, you guys, check out this trailer. It's online. It's going to be so great. May 6th. I mean, after Spider-Man No Way Home, I didn't think Marvel could get any better. No, after, like, Endgame, I was like, how can Marvel get any bigger than that? But no, then they surprised me with WandaVision. Then they surprised me with Loki. Then they surprised me with Falcon. Then they surprised me with Hawkeye. And then we have this new MCU Disney Plus series starring Oscar Isaac, which looks incredible. Moon Knight. It's just, there's so much great content out. I can't even handle it. This is literally, you guys, why I have no friends. I have no dating life. Because I have so much content that I want to take in. And then after I watch each episode or each movie that comes out, I literally have to, like, hibernate in my apartment. I'm literally hyperventilating, you guys. You can literally hear it. I can barely speak. I have to hyperventilate in my apartment because there, I when I watch, for example, okay, after watching an episode of Euphoria, I hope you're watching it. It's a very difficult subject matter because it's about substance abuse and, you know, teen drama, but it's like Gen Z teen drama, so it's like crazy. It like infiltrates my life, and I think about it for like 2 days after watching it. So that's Monday and Tuesday, and then by Wednesday I'm ready to go out, and then it's basically the weekend by Wednesday. There's a Friday, and then by Saturday I have to mentally prepare all day for Sunday's Euphoria. But then we only have two more episodes left, which means what am I going to do with my life? I'm going to have a life again. It's madness, madness. In the words of Phoebe Buffay, madness, madness. I'm living for it all. But anyways, you guys, this trailer's so epic, and it's a Professor X of it all. It's a Charles Xavier of it all. So I'm very much looking forward to May. May's a very interesting month, for many, many reasons. And, you know, that's a little bit too personal. But it, like, actually, I'm not even gonna say it. But anyways, let's talk about, like, the main hoopla of, like, I guess what everybody's talking about on this Monday morning, which is, of course, the Super Bowl. Now, I know a lot of you were watching the Super Bowl to see if, the Rams beat the Bengals, but I was personally watching the Euphoria Super Bowl, Maddie versus Cassie, and as we saw, which is really surprising, and I'm actually really glad I'm not a betting girly, Team Cassie won Euphoria, not Team Maddie, and as you see in the trailer for next week, it's a whole shit show with Lexi's play, but I know a lot of you probably maybe don't watch Euphoria, but let me just tell you, I was Team Maddie, and Cassie won. But I guess in the real quote-unquote Super Bowl, the Rams beat the Bengals 23-20 in dramatic Super Bowl LVI. Now, I'm not a sports girly nor a football girly, but I do know one thing about the Rams. I went to the University of Rhode Island in Rhode Island, duh, and we were the Rhode Island Rams or the Rhodey Rams or something. Now, I never went to I personally never went to a sporting event in my 4 years in college because I was, like, way too busy, like, being normal. And, like, I don't really like, well, actually, I was kind of inclined to go to a basketball game because fun fact about my school is Lamar Odom was an alumni, which is so iconic. I mean, he was, you know, a Laker, and I love that. But anyways, this article is from CNN. The Los Angeles Rams defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 23-30 in Super Bowl LVI on Sunday. The suspenseful game ended with a fourth down stop by Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald to win it all. Good for her. The big game took place at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, and it was the second time in Super Bowl history a team played on its home field. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the first team to do so last year at Raymond James Stadium. Quote, I'm just so happy. I wanted this so bad. I dreamed this. Man, I dreamed this, and it's all, like, surreal, Donald said, with tears in his eyes after winning the best. It's the best feeling in the world. It's so great. Now, aside from that, I don't really know anything about football, but I'm really happy that my people won, the Los Angeles people, because, first of all, I live in LA. Second of all, it's just fabulous. There's, like, police everywhere, though, in town, because, you know, we won, so it's probably gonna be, like, crazy, crazy partying, as there should be in LA's a party town. Party town, honey. So, it brings us a lot of pride. And it makes sense, because LA is the best city in the world. Second to New York, I think. Well, I don't know. I mean, I only love New York because of Gossip Girl, which, by the way, fun fact, Gossip Girl, like, 2.0, basically the continuation of Gossip Girl, is in production of season 2, which is really exciting, because I love me some Gossip Girl. I digress, as I usually do, because I have many, many thoughts, and we haven't chatted in some time. But, you know, it's great. I also, I didn't really, I caught a few commercials obviously the Doctor Strange commercial. I caught a Zendaya commercial, which was iconic because Zendaya is just everything. A Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus commercial. And I've been seeing on YouTube the commercials with ScarJo and Colin Jost, which I love because, you know, love to see a real life couple, you know, portraying a couple on TV. And then that's pretty much it. I did not watch the halftime show. I love Eminem and I love Mary J. Blige. I know it's Mary J. Blige, but if you watch the comeback on HBO Max with Lisa Kudrow, she very fondly pronounces Mary J. Blige as Mary J. Blige. True comeback fans know what I am referring to. So that's great, but it's very nostalgic, and I know a lot of people, specifically my generation and friends, were posting about it. So how great. I love Eminem. He sang Lose Yourself, Mary J. Blige sung that song that she sang. Snoop Dogg was there. Kanye was there, but the kids. Kanye did not perform, but I would have loved to see him perform, and he was there with North and Saint. And that just segues us into the Kanye of it all. Okay, now, I'm not going to talk about everything that's going on, but pretty much, I'm sure if you're a normal human being, now, you know what? If you're a normal human being that doesn't follow pop culture, then I have so much respect for you for literally not knowing what the hell is going on. But obviously, Kanye has been very public about his disdain for Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian's boyfriend, alleged boyfriend. I mean, it's like, she's never spoken about it yet. Oh, and by the way, the Kardashians released, I think last week, or the week before, maybe, I think it was last week, this very glamorous AF trailer for the new Hulu show, The Kardashians, where they're like dolls and they're like in these glass cages and Kendall taps her finger to the glass and it breaks, which is probably a metaphor for something, but I'm like literally too tired right now to even think about what that is. But it's really exciting because I love The Kardashians and I was obviously very sad when keeping up with The Kardashians ended on E, but I'm really excited too that they found their new home on E. So this is just going to be fantastic for us fans. But anyway, Kanye's been very public about his disdain towards Pete Davidson. He's posted a lot of stuff on social media. Kim has responded once a couple weeks ago, but Kanye posted something on Saturday. It was so funny. It was very petty. But he posted the poster for Avengers Civil War, Captain America Civil War, and Kanye was one. And Kanye was Cap, and Pete Davidson was Iron Man. And the rest of the Avengers were like other people. But notably, who he did put on Kim's side was Taylor Swift, which is very interesting, which makes me wonder if Taylor and Kim have been chatting BTS behind the scenes. You know, women supporting women, even though I don't know if that's necessarily true, because Kim obviously did something that would be very unforgivable in Taylor's eyes, which was released those Snapchat audio recordings back in the day, which was the scandal of the century. Speaking of scandals of the century, the Shade Room Instagram account released this iconic, carousel of Wendy Williams, and she's looking great because Wendy Williams, obviously they announced Sherry Shepherd was going to be the permanent guest host for some time until Wendy's recovery is recovered, but I'm glad to see Miss Wendy enjoying her life, and I think, like many of you, we miss Wendy. We need Miss Wendy back in our lives, because let me tell you something, I need to wake up every day and hear this, how you doing, and I need to hear Wendy's opinion about like the Kanye of it all. It's like, there's literally people talking about it, but it's not Wendy's opinion. And Wendy's POV is obviously so funny. And it's just really, I respect it, you know? Wendy's just a girl about town and knows what the hell she's talking about. But anyways, let me just pull this article that I had up here. Okay, this is from E. Hold on one sec. I'm like trying to pull it up. Kanye, yay. West throws shade at Pete Davidson and feuds with Kid Cudi. This is over the weekend. Kanye West, who refers to himself as yay, could not be less of a fan of Pete and Skeet. In recent weeks, rap artist has occasionally appeared to diss Pete Davidson, who was dating his ex Kim Kardashian, in his music. This weekend, Ye took it a step further, make that several steps further. On Sunday, February 13th, he shared a paparazzi photo of Pete and Kim walking together and holding hands, which is cropped to not show their faces. The pic was taken in January in LA. Quote, look at this dickhead, Ye wrote. I wonder if Instagram going to shut down my page for dissing Hillary Clinton's ex-boyfriend. Pete, who once got a tattoo of the 2016 Democratic presidential candidate, who he called his hero, has not commented on Ye's post. On Saturday, February 12th, Ye shared a photo of himself appearing with Pete, Timothy Chalamet, and Kid Cudi at the latter star's birthday dinner in Nobu, Malibu in 2019, while marking a big red X on the SNL star's face. Kim had 3 years ago shared the original pic on Twitter, and Kim had spoken about meeting the then couple on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Oh, yeah, this is the original paparazzi photo, and Kanye posted a photo of Pete's pants. Okay, I mean, we all know what he's been posting. It's been very public. But I just have to say this. This is the mother of your children, Kanye. And everybody knows how much you love your children. It's just, they're going to see this when they're older. And what's making this really difficult is their show is not streaming right now, so we don't know what they're thinking. We don't know, like, if they're talking about it. They must be, but I just... oh, my AC went on, by the way. Sorry if you hear a little bit of rumbling in the background. I'm just so eager to know what their opinions is, specifically Courtney and Chloe, like, how they're defending their sister. If Kim gets upset about this, which I'm sure she does, she's only human as strong as she is. This can't be easy for her to swallow, the fact that her ex-husband, well, I think he's not even her ex yet because they're still legally married, is very public about, like, everything about this, and it's just really hurtful. And I mean, obviously I'm not affected by this, but I am a fan of Kim, and I'm a huge fan of Kanye too. And to see one of my favorite Hollywood couples, you know, not in a good place, it's very hard. And I just personally think that you should always support your spouse. But that's my personal opinion. And Kim said something very poignant. She said, I think it was, I actually don't know if she said it, but I read it on Instagram, and it was something along the lines of ex-parents should always be each other's biggest advocates, or, you know, which is very true. And I'm sure that's very difficult, you know, because Kanye is being very difficult to, like, handle with, you know, everything. But I don't know. That's, like, pretty much... I mean, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the news. But I... this is... aside from Euphoria and Just Like That. Oh, by the way, Just Like That. Okay. It ended beautifully. Carrie went to Paris to pour Big's ashes on the Kissing Bridge, which was the bridge where, in the season finale... series finale of the show... I mean, American Girl in Paris Part 2, which is the name of the final episode of the show, Big says to Carrie on the bridge, Carrie, you're the one. And then she says, kiss me, you cry baby. And then they go back to New York, and then the show ends, and then the two movies. But obviously Big's character passes away in the first episode, and then the last episode, Carrie goes to Paris, releases the ashes in this beautiful, beautiful dress, this orange dress with these pink gloves, and she texts Samantha, I'm in Paris, you want to get a cocktail? And Samantha says, how does tomorrow work? And Carrie responds, fabulous. Carrie goes back to New York, has her own podcast, and Casado Damir's character, Che, moves to LA to shoot a pilot, and Miranda goes off with her. Miranda ends up a redhead at the end of the episode, which is great. Charlotte's, you know, with her family and supporting Rock, and Lily and Harry, and everyone's there, but it was an incredible ending, and Carrie kisses her podcast boss, who everybody was like, this guy is so hot, how can they not have a thing? And, you know, they have a thing. So I'm crossing my fingers that there's going to be a season 2 of the show, because I loved it. Pam and Tommy on Hulu is also fantastic. Lily James, Sebastian Stan are so iconic as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. Seth Rogen is iconic as the disgruntled former carpenter that stole the safe and released the tape. And, you know, it's so great. There's just so much great content on Hulu and also on Hulu, as I mentioned before earlier in the episode. I started watching Dolphy season 2. Shay Mitchell, Kat Dennings, Brenda Song. Great cast. Great, great cast. And Lily Singh was in an episode, which was iconic. So if you love Dollface, it's on TV, doll. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, it's so great to be back. I can't tell you when I'm going to put another episode, because quite honestly, I don't know what my schedule is going to be. But, you know, I had to hop on here and chat with you guys, because there's just, you know, I missed you. I'm right now. So with that being said, thank you so much as always for tuning in. I'm Andrew DeVito, the Mistress of Pop Culture. You can stream my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, CastBox Radio, iTunes, the Podcast App on the iPhone, basically anywhere a podcast stream. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you whenever.